get to sit on the bus. Maybe you can walk around Wrigleyville.
You can go to Sluggers and watch.
You get to go to the game, too. I've never been a big Sluggers fan.
Not at all.
Sluggers is
I've hit
dirty,
the batting cage, though.
Dirty, and it smells terrible, and I've always... The wait for drinks usually
and it's also usually
terrible.
Usually filled with, like, underage kids.
Sluggers is a little
mostly.
Bit... It's got a little Iowa City Ped Mall to it.
Yes,
it
does.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
It's got a lot of sports column to it.
Yeah. You see, you and I are different. Well, no. Some things are... some things cross generational boundaries, and I'll leave it at that. But the bus trip is available for anybody that wants to go. And again, the details are at kgymradio.com. So if you win our prize today, you also have a 20% chance of winning the tickets to the Cubs-White Sox game, which July 21st, correct?
July That'll 20, be the 24th.
July 24th.
21st.
Which is a Monday.
If 21st I have is that, a different day.
If I have that correct off the top of my head. Also, still listening for that chance to win $100 during the month of May. We have not heard the cue to call yet. Zach Johnson will be ready to man the phones once we play it. Someone's going to take home $100 during the month of May thanks to Toyota of Iowa City. And I feel as if there's something else. Oh, that's right. We have to play Race to Win today as well, even though the Indianapolis 500 tickets have found a home. There are still a ton of great prizes. We've got gift certificates to Coach's Corner, Carl and Ernie's. There's the CR Escape Room package,
yes.
Which you and I found out what
we
that
found
was
out what it
today.
Is.
Think of the movie Saw, except no one loses their life. You get locked in a room for an hour, and you've got to work together with the people that are in there and figure out the riddles, the puzzles, on how to get out. I don't know. It sounds interesting. It sounds like something that I would actually enjoy doing, provided that I enjoyed the company of the people that I was in the room with.
And you trusted them.
And I trusted them. And that it wasn't exactly like Saw. We've got, I believe, the Acme Tools gift card is still out there. So there are some really good prizes left on Race to Win. But the prizes are going to start going now because it's easier and easier to match. And if you've been paying attention, you know where most of the matches are. So lots of stuff to give away. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm tired of waiting. So let's just go ahead and give caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. Our prize package from Fairfax State Savings Bank today, that $15 gift certificate to the Star Bar, the T-shirts, the Star Bar T-shirt, KGYM T-shirt, and KGYM pint glass. Caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. You're going to be our winner today, and we'll have another great prize coming up tomorrow from our friends in the city of Fairfax. The Cubs open that series at Wrigley Field tonight against the Reds. John Lackey is on the mound, and this has been a hot topic of conversation over the last, I would say, couple weeks as Kyle Schwarber has struggled atop the lineup for the Cubs. Should Joe Maddon pull the plug on the Kyle Schwarber batting leadoff experiment? You heard Schwarber on the intro to the show tonight talking about trying to come out of that slump, and it's only a matter of time. He made those comments in late April, and it's now May 16th, so over 2 weeks later, and he's still struggling. He has a 179 batting average, and I know Keith Law, who was on the program last week, would appreciate the fact that batting average is not the be-all, end-all of the world in 2017. But Schwarber's not exactly getting on base and doing his job atop the lineup, and that has some Cub fans thinking that there has to be a better option. My question is, what's that better option? Because no one wants to offer up a solution as to who should replace him. They just want him moved down in the lineup. You can't just say, well, we're going to punt on having a leadoff batter and we'll just go to number 2 in the order. No. If you want to move Schwarber, someone who's currently 2 through 9 is going to have to fill that void. And that, to me, is where the rub is. 319-366-1600.
In 2015, Schwarber came up to the Cubs, and he was outstanding right away. And then he hit a tailspin towards the end of that season that people forget about because the team was winning. He got hot in the playoffs that year. He missed almost all of 2016 and then got hot in the World Series when he came back. So I think that people forget he has yet to play a full season in Major League Baseball. He's played 106 career games. So he's going to go, every hitter goes through slumps. Every hitter who comes up has pitchers adjusting to them. And I think he's too good of a hitter not to readjust. And I think he's going to be a very successful hitter in the major league. So those people, I think that at this point, just relax a little bit, because he is a guy that gets on base. He's a guy that draws walk. I think that I was talking to one of our associate producers, Kyle Mann, who's a huge Cubs fan, and he thinks, and tell me what you think about this, Todd, he thinks that he might be a little bit too patient at the plate, trying to fit into that leadoff role, taking a few too many good pitches, trying to draw walks, trying to see more pitches, and trying to force himself into that leadoff role as opposed to just doing what he normally does and just go up there with his normal approach, which, by the way, does draw a lot of walks, and he just seems to be in a slump right now. I think he'll bust out of it, and I think it's too early to panic at this point.
Adam on the text line says, I'd say Ben Zobrist, but he doesn't start every day. Get Dexter back.
Well, okay. That's not going to happen.
I love Dexter Fowler, and he was never going to be part of the long-term picture. As a matter of fact, nobody was happier last year when he showed up at spring training than I was, because I've enjoyed following his career since he was with Colorado and then Houston, and I thought, great acquisition when they added him, and then he's going to leave after a year. When they brought him back, I go, okay, they've got their leadoff hitter, they've got their table setter, you go, we go, all of that good stuff. And this was part of the problem with the Cubs coming into this season, was they knew that Fowler was gone, they knew that they didn't have a leadoff batter, and it has to be somebody currently there. And Madden has gone with Schwarber, and the results have been lacking. Now, the devil's advocate in me also says Rizzo's not hitting the ball. I see people suggesting Anthony Rizzo would solve this problem. A, you're not batting Rizzo leadoff. And B, why don't you look up his numbers right now? Because you want to talk about Schwarber not hitting very well? Rizzo's not too far behind him. And Rizzo hasn't been the same since he got hit by that pitch. So that's not the answer. Let's not take crazy pills here. You've got John Jay and Albert Almora in a platoon in center field. Nope, not the answer. Neither one of those guys is leading off on a regular basis. By the way, Ian Happ is starting in center tonight for the Cubs, the first-round draft pick out of Cincinnati a couple years ago that was called up over the weekend. So Joe Maddon playing around with the lineup just a little bit with John Lackey on the mound against the Reds at Wrigley Field. 7:05 first pitch. Lots of texts coming in on the idea of Kyle Schwarber batting leadoff. Some people would like to see him sent to the iCubs to straighten some things out. I think that's just because you want to drive over to Des Moines and see him play.
Javier Baez, Wilson Contreras,
nope.
Addison Russell,
nope.
Ben Zobrist,
nope.
Anthony Rizzo. All look, struggling right now.
I'm not
all
gonna,
of them.
I wouldn't argue with Zobrist other than, and he's not also not your typical leadoff type. And again, they knew this coming in. It's not catching anybody by surprise. As a matter of fact, Theo Epstein told reporters today, and I think this is a great quote, if you're selling Kyle Schwarber stock, we're buying. If you want to sell his stock low, then I'll buy it right now. And I say that to any fan that thinks he needs to either get benched or get sent down to the minors. It's early in the season. I've got faith that he's going to turn it around. Maybe, as Cal Eldred said on the gym class earlier today, he belongs where he hit in college at Indiana, and that's in the two hole. And if you make that change, you still don't have anybody to replace him as a leadoff man. So Is that one of the options? Do you look at maybe making a move where you go out and bring in somebody to lead off? But what position does that person play? And you've got a roster that they've got enough talent position-wise where it's already a little bit of a stretch to get everybody on the field and get them at bats. How would you give the roster a makeover so that you would bring somebody new in? In order to do that, you'd have to give up somebody, and then all of a sudden you're really tinkering with the team's chemistry. So it's not an ideal situation for the Cubs to be in, but right now my vote would be stick with Schwarber at the top of the lineup, and if and when he starts hitting, nobody's going to be talking about this. No one's going to admit to wanting to sell their stock on him.
As a Cardinals fan, whenever the Cardinals play the Cubs, I think the scariest bat in that lineup is Kyle Schwarber. And I'm talking about Anthony Rizzo, and I'm talking about Chris Bryant. And for the life of me, I can't understand why he's struggling right now. I know that everybody goes through slumps, but he is just too good of a hitter to continue to be in this kind of slump. Like you said, I don't think there's any reason to sell the stock. And why I say he's the scariest hitter is because he has an unbelievable eye at the plate, and he drives the ball to all fields. And you watch that game on Saturday, Ben Zobrist gets a hit in the bottom of the ninth inning, Kyle Schwarber comes to the plate and comes within 2 feet of tying the game. He is still at times hitting the ball hard, he's drawing walks, and once he starts hitting, you look at anybody on that team as a Cardinals fan who I would not want to face with a runner on base and two outs in the ninth inning, you have a two-run lead, it's that guy.
Schwarber is good at getting on base, and that's why Madden installed him as the leadoff man. Right now, he's not getting on base. If he does, problem solved. 2408 on the text line, and I didn't think that Sean Krantz from Coach's Corner in Iowa City texted the program. We'll have to see if his number matches up. I don't think Jason Hayward is an answer for the leadoff spot, not in the least bit. 2313 says, this Cubs fan trusts Madden. Let Schwarber hit his way out of his slump. I will say this, it's a little distressing about how long it's taken the bat to warm up. Now, that being said, he's not the only guy in the lineup right now that's struggling. They've got a lot of guys who aren't swinging the bat very well. They've got starting pitchers who aren't getting the job done. And the ball club, at least right now, seems like a mess. They went through a similar stretch last year. They did it much later in the season, and they had built up so much momentum in April and May with that start that they got off to that this just sort of blended into the landscape of the 2016 season. And then they won the World Series, and everybody looks back on that team a year ago and says they didn't have any problems. They were great. They were fantastic. That may be the case, but they did have a stretch where they were not playing very well. And I remember people getting ready to climb out onto the ledge then, too, that, oh, they played so great in April and May, and now it's going to fall apart. It didn't fall apart.
Every core player, every core hitter on this Cubs team has had a stretch like Schwarber is having right now. And like I said, I go back to this because his career trek so far has been a weird one. He comes up in 2015. He's hitting the cover off the ball. He has a slump. He gets hot in the playoffs. He gets injured in 2016, has a great World Series, and now this is the first year where we are seeing him play a full-time role. Look at Anthony Rizzo when he was in San Diego. They sold on him. Do you think they regret that right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Look at Chris Bryant after he came up. People forget about that in 2015. He didn't start hitting the cover off the ball until late in that season.
He didn't homer for, 20-some games?
Yes. He is 106 games into his career.
I'm a little bit attached to Kyle Schwarber because if you remember when he was drafted, I thought the Cubs reached for him because most draft boards had Schwarber going anywhere, say, 15 to 20 in the first round. And the Cubs reached for him, and it certainly looks like they knew what they were doing, and you've got to give them credit for it. But I went out of my way to see Kyle Schwarber in the Midwest League because by the time Kane County came to Cedar Rapids, I knew he probably wasn't going to be with them. And he was only in the league for 20-some games before they promoted him to, at that point, Daytona was still their high A affiliate. And I watched him before the game, and I've seen so many first-round draft picks come through this league, and they all have different approaches. And there was an instance, I won't name the player, because if I said his name, most people probably wouldn't even know who he is. But he was a first-round draft pick of the Kansas City Royals within the last, I'll say, 15 years.
Bubba Starling?
No. And this particular player was overheard by the broadcaster in Burlington talking about not needing to put any work in because he was a first-round draft pick and he knew that he was going to be promoted. They knew that the Royals would kick him up the chain regardless of how much work he put in. Fast forward to Clinton, Iowa, where I went to see Schwarber when he was with Kane County, and they were managed that year by Mark Johnson, former big league catcher, not a household name, but Schwarber, 25, 30 minutes before the game in July, or whenever it was, had, I think it was 4th of July weekend, had his gear on, his catching gear on, and he was having Johnson throw balls in front of him. He was working on his blocking technique 25, 30 minutes before the game started in a game where he was scheduled to be the designated hitter. And when I saw him putting that work in, I thought, okay, I'm going to root for this kid. And then last year, he has the collision in Arizona, and he misses the entire season, and he comes back in the World Series, and he does these Herculean things. And, of course, he calls his shot in Game 7 where he says, I'm going to get a hit, I'm going to get this started, and he does after the rain delay. What? How many games did you say? 200 and some?
Into his major league career? I thought it was 106 regular season games.
And you're going to pull the plug on a guy?
No chance. No chance.
Not everybody is saying completely pull the plug. Some people just want to see him moved out of the one hole. And I'm not going to argue with that. I'm still going to say I believe in Madden because right now, if you take him out of the one hole, there's not another player on that roster that I think is a fit there. So if you make a move, you have to make a corresponding move. Then you alter the rest of the lineup. So until they get somebody, and somebody said trade for Lorenzo Cain with the Royals, until they get somebody that really sort of fits that leadoff role, stick with your high on base percentage guy and hope that he eventually starts getting on. But it's been a little disconcerting out of the gate, to say the least. 366, 1600. Who do we go to first?
Let's go with Ryan and Walford. Ryan, okay. Go ahead.
Ryan texted. Now Ryan's calling. I appreciate that. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I guess my biggest concern, I mean, obviously still early, is last year you mentioned the slump that they went through. That was the time when Fowler was out, and when he came back, it was like they didn't miss a beat when he, you know, once he got back to the lineup. Another thing, too, I think it's getting comfortable in a new spot with Schwarber. Obviously, it's his first full year now, but I guess the one thing that, in my opinion, I've disagreed with Madden on is maybe trying someone else at the top. And you said Contreras might not be a good option, but if you look up and down the lineup at all the everyday players, he might be the best option to maybe tinker with.
Appreciate hearing from you, Ryan. As always, 366-1600. Let's follow him up with another familiar name, Sonny in Iowa City. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hey, guys. I think that there is just a world of difference between pulling a guy from a lineup and then moving him around in the order. I don't really see any problem with moving Schwarber out of a particular hole and putting him somewhere else in the lineup. And it doesn't even seem like something that would be that difficult for Madden to spin, you know? Like, you just say, you know, hey, we're looking to shake it up to help you. That seems like pretty good logic to me. And I mean, you're keeping the guy in there. I think that moving him around a little bit might be the best thing for everybody. And nobody's saying that this guy is going to be out of the league. You just got to change things up a bit.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. 319-366-1600. A couple other people on the text line pointing out that Fowler was on the DL during that rough stretch that the Cubs hit a year ago. Look, baseball is a funny sport. Sometimes it's one guy that just glues everything together. And I guess you look back on it last year and you say, where would they be without insert name here? And if it's Dexter Fowler, I don't think they do some of the things that they accomplished in 2016. And it's easy to sit here in 2017 and say that because he's gone and they're struggling, but he fit a very clear role. He was an everyday center fielder. They didn't need to platoon him. He was an everyday leadoff batter. You penciled him in, and you pressed very hard with the pencil. And that's the one thing I will say about Madden. When he was in Tampa Bay, he changed his lineup around a lot. And he doesn't really seem to be tinkering at the top of the lineup in Chicago. He had the Jenny two-tone Jenny lineup one time, 8675309. He filled a lineup card out based on the Tommy two-tone song. 8675309, zero was the designated hitter.
Based on position? Is that where you're going? Okay, yeah, I got you.
Not uniform number.
Not uniform number.
Position. Based on position, if you were filling the game out in a scorebook, that's how he fielded a lineup one night. I mean, some of the stuff that he does work, some of it doesn't. And look, I think everybody has the right to question whether this is a good move continuing forward. But until they've got somebody who I think fits that role better, I think you've got to stick with Kyle Schwarber and hope that things work out. And if Rizzo is hitting, if some of the other guys in the lineup are hitting, I don't think we're talking nearly as much about Schwarber. But because other guys are struggling, people like to put their finger at the top of the lineup and say, well, it's the guy who's setting the table. You would agree with me on this. There are a lot of guys in that lineup that aren't pulling their weight right now.
Exactly. And we were talking about this, and I was listening to Pat Hughes on the way home. I actually listened to Pat Hughes instead of Mike Shannon on the way home the other night.
No one's going to fault you for that. And Even a Cardinal fan can admit that that's a step up.
It is. And they were talking about Wilson Contreras and some of these other guys on this team just trying to do too much. So it is not Kyle Schwarber. And I still contend, if you have Kyle Schwarber, Chris Bryant, and Anthony Rizzo all hitting at the same time, once that happens, this will be a distant memory.
Now let's talk about the real Cubs story, the fact that David Ross has made it to the finals on Dancing with the Stars.
Gosh. Yeah,
another story for another time.
We have some time.
Let's get Brian into the discussion here. Brian, go ahead. Brian, go ahead. You're with us.
Yeah.
What do you got today, Brian?
Brian from Albernett, I guess. Yeah, so I just want to weigh in on the Schwarber. You know, Schwarber, Bryant, and Rizzo, 1-2-3, like you just mentioned a second ago, if they start hitting, it's irrelevant. And I think I saw a stat somewhere a year or two ago that every position in the lineup gets an extra 15 at-bats through the whole season. So you look at those guys you want to get up in the eighth, ninth inning. It doesn't matter the pitcher's batting ahead of Schwarber because they're going to pinch hit for him. And one other thing, you know, not having Ross around, I think, hurts them. I mean, they don't have a veteran. Fowler and Ross were kind of the two veterans that kind of took care of things maybe in the clubhouse a little bit. Hayward's not a vocal guy. Bryant and Rizzo are still pretty young. You know, Montero has proven he's not exactly – the best guy in the clubhouse.
Appreciate the phone call, Brian. But no one talks about Montero very much, but I thought it was very big of him to meet with Joe Maddon in spring training and sort of accept this lesser role with the team as he sort of continues to tutor Wilson Contreras working out behind the plate. Someone on the text line says, enough about Fowler. Dexter not being there isn't causing the entire team to struggle offensively, defensively, and pitching. And that's what I basically have been trying to say here, is the fact that you can't just say there's one person causing issues for the Cubs right now. One of them is the starting pitcher tonight, John Lackey, who's been less than outstanding to begin the season. Lester has been solid, but Arrieta looks like the guy that Baltimore gave up on. And, you know, I don't have any explanations. I played this game not very well in high school, but anybody that's played the game knows just how difficult it can be sometimes. And you can go from seeing the ball look like a beach ball one game to you're not seeing it at all. And in my case, I never saw it. I got lucky and I ran into it once or twice. But let's go ahead and step aside, take a break. By the way, congratulations to Richard in Cedar Rapids. He was our, was he the Fairfax winner?
He was.
Okay.
He's the Fairfax
winner. I looked up,
winner.
I saw Richard, and then I saw Race to Win, and I was a little worried that Richard was, no, Race to Win would have been
Jason and North
Jason
Liberty.
Jason and North Liberty. I don't know how that mix-up occurred, but it did. So congratulations, Richard. He won our prize from Fairfax, and he's got a 20% chance now of getting the Cubs-White Sox bus trip tickets. How about that? We've still got the $100 a day in the month of May, and we've still got at least one chance to play Race to Win coming up sometime before 7 o'clock tonight as well. As a matter of fact, maybe sometime in the next 20 minutes we'll play Race to Win. How about that? 319-366-1600. Let's step aside for a sports beat. We'll be back after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LinnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by the Fieldhouse on First Avenue Northeast, across from Bed Bath & Beyond and next to Copy Works. The Cubs will begin a 10-game homestand at Wrigley Field tonight with the first of three games against the Cincinnati Reds. They'll do so with Kyle Schwarber atop the lineup in the leadoff spot, despite mounting criticism from fans that the move just isn't paying dividends. The Indiana product is 0 for his last 14 at-bats and has the lowest batting average among MLB leadoff hitters with at least 100 at-bats this season at 179. For his part, Schwarber says hitting atop of the order isn't what's causing his problems at the plate.
You know, I don't think the leadoff spot has really, you know, changed what's been going on. I squared some balls up and, you know, wasn't able to, get a hit or anything like that. So it's part of the game. You know, it's baseball. That's why it's a game of failure. And you gotta learn from your mistakes and go with the good.
First pitch at Wrigley Field against the Reds tonight with John Lackey on the mound is set for 7:05.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
This sports speed update on KGYM is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City, and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Thank you, sports. This is why sports are the ultimate reality television. You never know what you're really going to see, and nothing is scripted. Yes, I've said a few times that the results of the NBA season will very likely play out as though they could have been scripted by anybody back in October, Warriors, Cavaliers 3, but even then, we thought we'd get a few chapters that we could not have written ourselves, like Russell Westbrook's 42 triple-doubles, like, I don't know, the Greek Freak becoming a legitimate superstar, like the Knicks. Okay, we maybe saw that one coming. And like Kelly Olynyk rocking home 26 points to be the difference in getting the Celtics to the conference finals. I still maintain they can't and won't beat the Cavs, but I'll take a few more surprise pages in that book. In 60 seconds, he's the anti-Draymond Green.
The clock is ticking down. It's all on the line for the relentless pursuit of perfection. Tissot Swiss Watches delivers the precision and accuracy expected in your timepiece. This is playoff time. This is winning time. This is your time. Tissot, official watch of the NBA playoffs. Now available at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, and Jared.com.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Good for Greg Popovich in a tirade that couldn't have been more different from the one-word in-game interview answers we're used to from the Spurs head coach. He lashed out yesterday against Zaza Pachulia. And it wasn't some Draymond Green on Kelly Olynyk, he's a dirty player rant. No, this was different, completely different, well thought out with examples from past games Pop has coached in against Pachulia. And it's proof that when you make a strong, well thought out argument, you have a little credence. Draymond Green whining about Olynyk being dirty when he himself is referred to as the nutcracker, that lacks basis. Pop blasting Zaza in anger of Pachulia's double-step closeout that resulted in Kawhi Leonard landing on his foot and injuring his ankle Sunday, that's legit. Pop is angry, and he's always been the classic representation of a team he's led to 5 championships, and you'd better believe that team is disgusted too. The series changed when Kawhi went out, and as long as he either can't play or can't play at 100%, the Spurs have 0% of a shot. Game 2 tonight in Oakland with the ESPN Radio Sports Beat.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. So you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Guys, let's face it. Your busy schedule doesn't give you time to shop, and spending hours sorting through racks of clothes leaves you more confused than confident. Fortunately, Trunk Club is here to help. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and delivers them right to your door. And because Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, their stylists give you the customer service and quality brands you expect. So let Trunk Club do the shopping for you, so you can get on with your day and look great doing it. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN, and they'll help you make sense of style.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
5:40, back with you on the Todd Brummelkamp Show. We owe you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll bring it to you right now. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says that he's in favor of a new NCAA proposal that would allow players to see action in 3 to 4 games during their first year on campus while still maintaining 4 more years of eligibility. Ferentz made those remarks last night prior to an iClub event in Waterloo. At the same event, he also said he would be in favor of college football having a commissioner-type role overseeing the Power 5 conferences, although he said he wouldn't be interested in that particular job because he still plans on coaching for a number of years. The idea of protected basketball rivalries got floated at the Big Ten meetings this week in Chicago. ESPN's Adam Rittenberg reports that Big Ten basketball coaches have given their unanimous support in a move that would ensure biannual games. Among the discussed rivalries, Purdue and Indiana, as well as Michigan and Michigan State, also Illinois and Northwestern. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels split their series opening doubleheader with the Peoria Chiefs last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels shut out the Chiefs 2-0 in the nightcap after dropping Game 1 12-8. Game 3 of the series scheduled for 6:35 tonight. It's right-hander Tyler Beardsley taking the ball for the Colonels. That's interesting with the Big Ten talking about the idea of protected rivalries. I don't think every team would have a protected rivalry, but when you look at the three that are being discussed, what you have are teams that share a border. Indiana and Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, Illinois, Northwestern. The Big Ten thinks it would be a good idea, and it is a good idea to have those rivalries played every year, once on the road, once at home. Now, you could make the case for Iowa and Wisconsin, other rivalries, so to speak, and I don't know whether they want to go down that road or not, because then if every team gets one, do you run into the problem that they had during the Legends and Leaders football fiasco, where we have to pretend in Eastern Iowa as if Purdue and Iowa are rivals because it was the middle school dance and they were the last two standing along the wall. Everybody else had a partner. And, okay, Purdue, Iowa's most hated rival. No, that's not the way that it works. But there's actually a couple interesting things floated at the Big Ten meetings, and we're going to talk tomorrow on the program with Sean Keeler, the former Des Moines Register columnist, who now writes for landof10.com, along with Bobby Legesse, Scott Docterman, a number of other very talented writers covering Big Ten programs. Sean was in Chicago at the Big Ten meetings. Jim Delaney said today that he would be open to cities like Detroit, Minneapolis, even Omaha, putting in bids to host the Big Ten basketball tournament, that the Big Ten conference wouldn't necessarily automatically brush those aside. He said there are no guarantees with that, but he would be open to those cities at least making a pitch.
I think those would be cities, and I know that you think that Indianapolis should host
on a permanent basis.
Should host both the basketball and football, well, the basketball tournament and the football championship game every year, and I tend to agree with you, but a city like Detroit or Minneapolis or Omaha would at least be better than what we have had with the basketball tournament last year and then now what we'll have in 2017 with New York and Washington, where people locally in those markets have no idea that a basketball tournament is actually going on. So I think that would be a better idea than their current plan of having it, or their current state of having it in the nation's capital, and then in NYC.
A little bit of football news to pass along. Somebody asked on the text line. I happen to know the answer, so I shared it with him. But Austin Blythe was waived by the Indianapolis Colts. He's been picked up by the Los Angeles Rams. And Ricky Stanzi has a new home north of the border in the Canadian Football League.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
No. He's going to be a Calgary Stampeder. So if you don't love it, leave it. I wouldn't read into Ricky's move to Canada, but he has left the States to pursue an opportunity with the Stampeders in Calgary.
What's the going rate in the CFL? And this is a rhetorical question, because I'm sure that the the answer is not readily available. What's the going rate for a backup quarterback in the CFL?
That's a good question and one that I'm glad I don't know the answer to. But I will say this. Several, many, many, many decades ago, when Randy Duncan was the first-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers, he chose to play in the Canadian Football League because the money was better.
That's no longer the case.
Clearly before the NFL took off. But can you imagine a scenario in which a first-round draft pick would leave the NFL for the Canadian Football League under any circumstances in this day and age? The answer is no. But 1959, things were different. Randy Duncan, whom we lost last year, a great Hawkeye and a great football player in his own right. Kenny Plain, another former Hawkeye who went up north of the border and had a tremendous Canadian Football League career. And, of course, Faith Akakiti, just recently the number one overall selection by Winnipeg in the CFL draft. So he's looking to make a name for himself in Canada.
The CFL salary cap is $5.15 million.
For a team.
For a team.
Not for a player, for an entire team.
So last year, the Calgary Stampeders, their average player made $115,000.
Canadian.
Yes, and the lowest salary team, so the team with the lowest payroll, was the Ottawa Red Blacks. Yes, the Ottawa Red Blacks, $94,000 per player. The Calgary Stampeders are opening up the wallet, though.
Okay, so they're not afraid to spend. You got to spend money to make money.
Neither are the Hamilton Tiger Cats, $113,000 per
player. That's the Tiger hyphen Cats.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about that when we were discussing how some of the logos for the CFL teams look like they were made with Microsoft Paint.
And Faith Akakiti's ball club, or at least the team that took him number one overall in the CFL draft, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, $104,000 average salary. They spent just over $4.5 million on their payroll.
So a little bit of football news to tide you over. We've got to do something here.
Race to Win.
We've got to take caller number six to play Race to Win. The good news, we've still got a ton of great prizes. The bad news, if you were holding out for the Indianapolis 500 tickets, Jason and North Liberty claimed them during the gym class. We'll take caller number six to 319-366-1600. Many great prizes available for you. And when we come back, we'll find out who our contestant is. We'll play Race to Win.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice. I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
550, Ed Krejci from MLBTradeRumors.com set to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball with Ed. But first, we've got Jeff in Cedar Rapids on the line. He's our contestant tonight in Race to Win. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing well. How about you, gentlemen?
All right. What would you like to win tonight?
Well, I'm looking at that $50 Acme Tool gift certificate is what I'm looking at.
Okay, that is still one of the prizes that's available. Alex, you've got the numbers that he can call off.
Yes, so at this point, we'll just give you the number.
Give him the numbers that are left.
The numbers that are left. So that would be 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18, 21, and 22.
Okay. I think for my first pick, I'll take number 8.
All right. Let's see what is behind door number 8.
Acme Tools $50 gift card.
All right, Jeff. We're halfway home.
Do you have a match?
I think I'll go with number 1.
Let's see what is behind door number 1.
Acme Tools $50 gift card.
All right, Jeff. Congratulations. You sound like a man who already has that $50 gift card spent.
Yes, I do. I kind of was looking online today, and I seen a bunch of nice things I would like to have, so that will help out a lot.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
No problem. We appreciate you listening. We're going to put you on hold, and Zach's going to tell you how you can get your hands on that prize. So cross another one off. Leave it to the gym class to give away the Indy 500 tickets, but it's always awesome to hear somebody who's happy to win one of the other prizes. And Jeff even doing a little window shopping, confident that he was going to eventually be caller number 6 and claim the Acme Tools gift card. We've got Coach's Corner and Carl and Ernie's gift certificates in Iowa City. We've got the CR Escape breakout room package and something else, a couple other things. Oh, the Twins
Minnesota
tickets.
Twins tickets.
Twins tickets. Come on, Twins fans. Twins tickets are still hanging out there. Your next chance to play and win will be tomorrow on the gym class. We're not going to play again in hour number 3.
We also have Coach's Corner, Carl and Ernie gift certificates, and also a gift certificate to Right Wash.
Right Wash, the $50 worth of car washes, which you may or may not need after the storms that are going to come through. I shouldn't say storms. We're definitely getting rain. I don't know whether it's going to be severe storms or not. I noticed that I have a massive streak of bird crap down the window of my Explorer, and wouldn't you know it, I had just washed it recently. So it's Murphy's Law, but you can't wash your car enough, can you? 5:53. Let's go ahead and get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update here as Zach continues to make Jeff a very happy camper. Iowa baseball, by the way, at home today. It is the home finale at Duane Banks Field. We haven't mentioned this a whole lot on the program, but the Hawkeyes hosting Nebraska-Omaha. 6:05, first pitch today. Iowa with 31 wins on the season, looking to make it 32 before they head to Champaign this weekend to close out Big Ten play. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says he's in favor of a new NCAA proposal that would allow players to see action in 3 to 4 games during their first year on campus, while maintaining 4 more years of eligibility. He made those remarks prior to last night's iClub event in Waterloo. He also suggested it may be a good idea for college football to look at adding some sort of commissioner for the Power 5 conferences. The idea of protected basketball rivalries got floated at the Big Ten meetings this week in Chicago. ESPN's Adam Rittenberg reports that the league's basketball coaches have given their unanimous support to a move that would ensure biannual games. Among the discussed series involved would be Purdue and Indiana, as well as Michigan and Michigan State, and even Illinois and Northwestern. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels split their series opening doubleheader with the Peoria Chiefs last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels took the nightcap 2-0. They lost game 1 12-8, and it looks like the wind is blowing out tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium as the Colonels and Chiefs getting ready. They're about 40 minutes away from first pitch, so it may be one of those 8 or 9 iron pop it up in the air and let the ball carry nights.
I'm thinking either late this week or next week we'll catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins on the show. We'll get you tomorrow. Adi Joseph of USA Today is going to talk a little NBA playoffs. You mentioned Sean Keeler of the Land of 10 to recap what is happening at the Big Ten meetings this week. And coming up in about 5 minutes, Ed Creech from MLB Trade Rumors is going to join us for his biweekly segment. And I'm really interested to get Ed's take on all the Cubs topics that we hit on in hour number 2, because he lives in the area and he always has some interesting perspective on the Cubs.
Ed is not much of a Cubs fan, but he is a baseball fan. And I think if you're a baseball fan, you probably appreciate what Theo Epstein and has built on the north side of Chicago, but he's never shied away from sharing his opinions. We mentioned the White Sox could bring up Yoan Moncada at any point now that May 15th is in the rearview mirror. It'll be interesting to see just exactly when and if that move takes place. The Cleveland Indians today brought up one of their top prospects in Bradley Zimmer. He's an outfielder. So we're at the point in the baseball season where we're starting to see some young players make their way up to the big leagues. And you asked me earlier today who I liked on this Colonels roster. There aren't any prospects that are going to blow you away, but Lewin Diaz, the first baseman, has been in the Twins system for several years now, and they've taken baby steps to get him to full-season baseball. This is the first time that he's played in a full-season league. He is a big kid. Kind of reminds me of Kennis Vargas a little bit in just body size and just the look. But I think he, if he continues to hit, and everything that I've seen him hit this year, he barrels up. Whether he's making an out or whether he's driving a ball out of the ballpark, he really does a good job of barreling the ball up and driving it. And I think there are some other guys over there that are interesting. I haven't seen enough of the pitchers to really render a verdict yet, but Lewin Diaz, a guy to keep an eye on, and Peoria in town tonight. You never know when you're going to see a guy who could be in the major leagues next season, like Magnera Sierra was with the Chiefs a year ago. So Peoria's got a lot of young talent. It's not your typical Cardinals minor league affiliate with a lot of college guys. They skewed a little bit younger this year. So it'd be a beautiful night to go to the ball game. I know the sun is out right now, and the rain isn't going to move into the area until much later, maybe even in the morning. So I'm not saying you need to go to the ballpark tonight, but come on. What do you got better to do on a Tuesday night? We've got to talk with Ed Creech from MLB Trade Rumors coming up, and I still have not heard the cue to call for the $100 a day in the month of May. So if you've been listening to local programming since 3 o'clock, why don't you listen in hour number 3?
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can